Once Upon a Mattress is the story of an unhappy prince named Dauntless who struggles to free himself from his domineering queen mother so he can find his princess bride. He falls for a princess who is far from shy in a role originated on Broadway by comedienne Carol Burnett. The actor who plays the prince in the Bloomington production is Oscar Urquizo, an incoming senior at University High School. He started playing in summer musicals when he was 7, and this is his 10th production. The director for Once Upon a Mattress is Tricia Stiller, executive director of the Downtown Bloomington Association. Stiller says this summer's production has special significance. It's being dedicated to a beloved figure in the Bloomington Normal Arts community who passed away earlier this year.
This was a joint decision. My dear friend Tina Salamone, the late manager of the Performing Arts Center, she and I were looking at possible scripts for this summer. We've collaborated a couple of years now, and this one in particular was very dear to her. She had a personal relationship with it when she was just starting out as a young actress. She was in a stage production playing the role of Princess Winifred, and then later she revisited the script as an adult and played the role of Queen Agravaine. So she was very excited to bring this to the community and share her personal insights, and I'm honored to be able to continue that for her.
So it's kind of an homage to Tina Salamone in a way.
That's how we're looking at it, absolutely.
It's a very quirky story, but it does have resonances with current issues. Can you tell us a little bit about the story?
I think, yes. I mean, we hear a lot today about helicopter parenting and over-insulating a child. Well, there's no better character to bring that to life than our Prince Dauntless, whose nickname is Dauntless the Drab. His mother, the Queen, refuses to allow her only child to grow up and leave the nest, and that truly is the center core of the story that we're telling. So that is relevant. You'll get to see Prince Dauntless, who's sitting right next to me, find his own way.
That is right. You brought with you Oscar Urquizo, who plays the prince in the production. Oscar, this is your 10th year with summer musicals. What are the other roles that you've played?
Well, in my very first production with Tricia 10 years ago, I played Kui in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
How old were you then?
7 years old.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, Kui was the timid, shy little dwarf, and I guess now I'm the timid little shy prince.
Okay. What other roles have you had over the years?
I've had ensemble roles. One of my favorite years, we did Cats, and I was Mungo Jerry.
Okay. What has the summer musicals taught you?
I've made a lot of great friends. I've learned how to manage time, and I've also just learned how to work in a team and work in a group environment.
Do you think you'll go on in theater?
Yeah, I will. And I'll hope to participate in productions in college and when I'm an adult.
Tricia, is this something you hear a lot from the players, the young players who are in the summer musicals?
I do, actually. You know, it's kind of 50-50. We have young people whose parents are trying to help them find their way, whether they're athletic or creative, and find a way to nurture those natural gifts that are emerging. And then we have those who, there's no doubt that this is a child who has that passion. And we've had kids come through our programs, whether through Parks and Rec or the summer theater program, or community players, and who are now working professionals because we saw that spark when they were very, very young. So we're very, very fortunate in this community to have these opportunities, and it is a solid foundation that takes them and serves them well.
Sometimes the directors say it's difficult to get boys involved and young men involved in the theater. What would you say to them, Oscar, based on your experience?
It's worth a shot. Like, it's fun. I've been in athletics before, and it's nice to have a well-rounded knowledge of everything. You know, you're able to express yourself in different ways that you wouldn't be able to on a normal day. Like, you get to wear costumes and you get to be somebody else that you aren't, and it's pretty fun.
I just want to speak to that last point that Oscar made. I think there's nothing that fosters empathy better than theatrical experiences, because you truly are forced to see life from your character's perspective. So you gain all these different insights based on what experience you're involved in. And there are relationships and an unconditional acceptance in the creative world that you might not find in other realms. Often we will meet a young man because he's dragged by a sibling or a friend, and they end up coming back year after year because they just didn't know.
You've been in 10 productions. This will be your 10th. People on the stage often have stories about near misses, near catastrophes. Do you have any memorable experience in the summer theater?
I think I actually remember it was Peter Pan, and it was Friday the 13th, and I think one of the curtain bars fell on someone's head. But I think that was the closest thing that's ever happened.
I can tell you some horror stories. We were doing a production of Oliver, and the young actor playing our Artful Dodger, which is an integral role, had a ruptured appendix, and we had to replace him immediately for not only that performance, but the remainder of the run.
And that's
not something you can plan for.
Oh, my goodness.
Luckily, he made a full and complete recovery, and we're grateful for that, but that was not something we had hoped to happen.
Well, getting back to your current production, Once Upon a Mattress, it is not what I would say one of the most famous Broadway shows, but it played on television a number of times. There were two or three, at least, television productions of it, and the Broadway production introduced Carol Burnett to stage audiences. This is well before her own famous Carol Burnett show.
The production made its Broadway debut in 1959, and a very young Carol, who was probably Oscar's age, made her Broadway debut. And it was there that Lucille Ball saw Carol and helped her get her start in show business. Lucille Ball attended the performance that Carol was, when she was very young, she played Princess Winifred, and just like our friend Tina, later went on to play Queen Agravaine in the television production of the show.
Well, I'm glad. They all lived happily, happily, happily ever after. The couple is happily leaving the chapel, eternally tied. As the curtain descends, there is nothing but loving and laughter.
Oscar, this is a show that originated in 1959, and here you are in 2017 playing in it. How does it speak to you in 2017?
It does explore different topics that are issues today, such as bullying and helicopter parents and people being pressured into things they probably don't want to be pressured in.
Poor Dauntless, his mother is incredibly controlling, and to the point where she dismisses him completely and doesn't often listen to him or his wishes. And I think, you know, whether you're a young person or even in adult life, you have situations where there are very strong personalities who quite often don't allow your voice to be heard at the table. And I think that's a universal theme. And finding the self-love and self-respect enough to finally stand your ground and say, hey, that's not acceptable. And I think that's very current. And I think it's a timeless theme that's worthy of exploring. And I think Oscar does a fantastic job of representing that in Prince Dauntless.
Tricia Stiller is the director of the Miller Park Summer Musical this year, Once Upon a Mattress. Oscar Urquizo has one of the leading roles. Thank you both for coming in and talking about the show.
Thank you so much for having us, Judy.
I'm Judy Valente.